Welcome to the Ozaukee Family Wellness Podcast, a guide to finding wellness resources in Ozaukee County. Your host, Dr. Camille Berger, will interview a local business or care provider each week to provide you with resources, information, and connections for your family's wellness. As a family chiropractor in Cedarburg, Dr. Berger wants to empower you to take charge of your family's health and wellness. Of course, she would love to hear what you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. To submit a request, head over to ozaukeefamilywellness.org and hit the contact button to send an email. Or leave us a review and let us know what you think. We can't wait to hear from you. So stay tuned, hit subscribe, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello again. Today we're starting our first official little chat about our family and our choices. So today we're going to talk about raising children in the wellness lifestyle. And we have 4 points we're going to cover, give some examples, give some ideas of things that we do in our home for our kids and our family regarding these 4 points. So there's nutrition, adaptability, healthcare, and lumped together at the end, nature and creativity. Right, so nutrition. Just a little disclaimer. Matt does most of the cooking. I can cook and I do like to cook.
She does a really good job.
But Matt does a really wonderful job of doing grocery shopping and preparing meals for our family on a more regular basis. And I am the one with a cabinet full of supplements.
That's true. She definitely makes sure we have our supplements morning and evening and that we are taking care of that way. Nutrition for our family in specific is something that has been changing and evolving quite a bit. And, you know, we know we don't have all the answers, and especially myself, we are learning and growing in this. Dr. Camille, I call her doctor, but she's my wife. She knows a lot about this more than I do, and sometimes it takes me admitting that, okay, that's something we can do. Because some of the things for nutrition with her family, they're not the easiest by any means. They're not the least expensive. They're a struggle because it's not the way either of us grew up, especially myself. The way we eat in our house now is completely different than when I grew up.
Yeah, so one example of that is choosing organic fruits and vegetables and having a CSA in the summer. And that's a lot of preparation. A CSA is a box of food that you get, you pay ahead, you have a share in a farm, and you go to the farm or their pickup location and pick up your box of food and take it home. And it was just picked from the farm, and it looks like it. Like, it takes a lot of washing, it takes a lot of cleaning, it takes an afternoon to make that food usable.
Right.
But that's something we choose to do because we find value in local organic produce. And that's not for everyone. And some seasons it's not for us. We can't get it done, and that's okay. So, I would like to give a couple of things that we do in our house to make it easier. One of them is having a really solid, healthy cookbook with easy, nutritious meals in it. I like the Whole 30 book. I like Standard Process has recipes on their website and in their detox cookbook that, even though it's a detox cookbook, we make the recipes when we're not even doing the detox. There's other options for crock pots and instant pots to really throw together a whole quick meal, set it and forget it, and the crock pot is wonderful. We like to make it easy.
Yeah. That's probably one of the most challenging things, is finding meals that are quick and easy, but still are nutritious and substantial and filling meals for our family. That's because a lot of the things that we get require preparation, and having, we have one night every week specifically where it's, we get home and we need dinner on the table within a half hour, so that bedtime doesn't get pushed back. So that's probably the biggest challenge.
Yeah, but we've really found a way to get appealing and healthy food in front of our kids on those days. We like to make like a snack tray, but it's not Ritz crackers.
No.
It's baby carrots and those little baby cucumbers that need little to no cutting.
Olives. We'll sometimes throw some string cheese on there. There's these almond crackers that we like, and we'll use those.
Air-popped popcorn, yep. Beef sticks that don't have the added nitrites, fruit, cut up an apple.
Little clementines. Our kids will just sit down and devour that whole thing, and it's some of the easiest meal preparation that we do.
But don't forget the ranch.
Yeah. That is something that, is a little, not the greatest, but moderation with that. Sometimes it helps get the kiddos to eat their vegetables.
Another thing we've been into recently is juicing. So we have a little juicer at home, and we get the kids involved. Cecilia likes to wash the produce, and then they take turns running it through the juicer. It's 80 to 90% vegetables, so they're getting their vegetables. It's concentrated vitamins and minerals from those vegetables. So,
yeah. And you'd be surprised the amount of sweetness you get out of some of the root vegetables like carrots or beets. Those really make a green juice of kale and celery, really sweetens them up. But even just putting in one orange or one apple can make a huge difference too.
Yeah, my tip for greens is add a lemon. It's going to cut the bitter. And then if you have a sweet, like an apple or an orange, it sweetens it up. So we've been enjoying juicing. Let's talk about my cupboard of supplements quickly.
Yeah.
So we have some that we take every day. A whole food multivitamin that's chewable for the kids. A probiotic to support their gut. Vitamin D, especially in the winter. And omegas, or DHA, for brain growth. Now, when they get the sniffles or a cold, we like to add in some other supportive things like elderberry. I have a supplement that is for congestion. We'll do a little added zinc and C. That was a new one that we just started, and I've been really happy with that.
Yeah.
And then for Matt and I, it's a beast. I really, like, everything that I recommend to patients in the office, we take home and try first. So my poor family is the guinea pigs, and I'm always giving Matt these different supplements to try out, and mostly for, is it upsetting our stomach? Are we noticing any adverse things going on with it? Does it taste terrible? That's important. If you can't get it down or it tastes terrible, I don't recommend it. So we take a multivitamin, omegas, D, some magnesium, calcium, balanced supplements, and then a few others. But we make that part of our daily routine as best we can.
I don't know what I'm looking at when I'm in the cupboard, so I definitely leave that up to Camille. That's something that's within her knowledge base. It's not in mine. So I appreciate it so much that she looks out for our whole family from that standpoint and provides those things. It's such a huge benefit, and, you know, just having that put out for me is a huge help.
Yeah, and that is a good point, too, that supplements and vitamins are very confusing for a lot of people, and I've done an extra 80 hours of education to be able to recommend them in my practice. And then on top of that, I'm constantly learning and finding what the best options are, what is required for proper bodily functions as far as minerals and micronutrients. So if it's something you're confused about, definitely reach out, find someone who has had the education to help guide you with that. Our second point is adaptability. And this one might surprise you. I think this is a little bit different. And this might be the chiropractor in me speaking, because...
It's always the chiropractor in me speaking.
Oh, goodness. It's kind of my identity. So, adaptability. Chiropractic is about adaptability. We all get adjusted 1 to 2 times a week. And we find that that helps keep us balanced, keeps us regulated, helps us with our daily function, helps keep our moods adaptable as adults, as parents, and it helps our children deal with the changes in their lives.
Or like when Jonah falls and hits his head and you're like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm okay. And you're like, well, let's have mom check you. Let's see what's going on with your body right now after you hit your head. Because we don't want any lingering effects from that or any that to cause something else going on in his body. So I often defer to my wife when it comes to a child getting injured in our house. I'm like, I just need you to check on them. Just please check them. I can offer them an ice pack. I can offer them cuddles and, you know, but that's about where it ends for me. So I let Camille essentially check them as a doctor. It's really nice to have a doctor at home for that. And I know that's not everyone's situation, but.
But adaptability goes far beyond having a chiropractor to check your kids and to get your own nervous system checked. And we learned that this year because we made the difficult decision to homeschool this year, just with the uncertainty of the school year, and found that for Amelie, she really needed help with her emotional health and adaptability before we really dove into academics. So that has been a whole journey that we'll probably talk about at a different time. But it's really important to remember that children are adaptable when you give them tools or you teach them how to be adaptable. And when they are in a time of crisis, they will step up to the plate. So ways you can do that is, the best way, I think, is modeling behavior. So if you're finding that you're having difficulty with adaptability yourself, that needs to be addressed first before you can teach your child to be adaptable. And that's hard. I mean, I don't care who you are, that's hard.
No matter your situation, we all got a really good lesson in that in the last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for some of us, I think in our house, it kind of took us a little while to adapt. That was something we were kind of in a tough place for a couple months after, you know, everything shut down in our country. And it took us a while to be like, nope, we can't do this anymore. We need to change and we need to focus on ourselves and our family and promote that within our children and move on. So that's been a huge lesson for us, and hopefully we were able to model that well enough for our children and that they have that adaptability, and they seem to have better adaptability than we do, honestly. They don't let much affect them, and if they do, it's because we let it affect us too much.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Our third point is healthcare. And I chose healthcare in the sense that we're really focusing on health, not sickness. So another term that people like to use for healthcare when they're focusing on health is wellness. And that, again, is the chiropractor in me. We do our best to be proactive, promote vitality, promote life, promote wellness, and avoid a situation where we have to react to sickness and to illness. Always easier said than done. Getting adjusted, having proper nutrition, teaching tools for adaptability, getting movement in our daily life are all things that are going to support normal function so that our bodies are getting everything that they need to function properly to reduce the likelihood that there is a pathological process happening. So as a chiropractor, I like to say that it's really important to have a chiropractor because chiropractors study normal physiology. They study how things should work. It's also good to have an MD because they study abnormal physiology, disease, pathophysiology. So they study when something goes wrong. So it's helpful to have a doctor that knows what is normal and a doctor that knows what is disease and have them both so you can see the right doctor at the right time.
What you said was very well put. And it's, you know, that's, we're not the most healthy family. We're not without illness in our house. There are times where things happen and we need to address it in different ways. For us, we do our best, but we're not perfect. So we do our best to promote a wellness lifestyle in our family with, you know, with proper nutrition, exercise, but we don't always do great.
Yeah, so we have doctors that we see that are doctors of normal physiology, of wellness, of health. And we see them on a regular basis. We don't necessarily go if there's anything wrong. We go for our check-in. We go to make sure everything's right. And then we also have doctors that we see if something is wrong. Because sometimes there is something wrong. And the good news about that is that your doctor of chiropractic, your naturopathic doctor, your integrative medicine doctor, they still know when something's not right because they know what right looks like. So they'll tell you when it's time to go to an MD. So that's how we choose to do things. Get checked for proper function on the regular. And if we notice that it's not proper or something's not right, seek more medical intervention. So starting with least invasive to most invasive, which pretty much any healthcare provider is going to tell you is the standard of care. And am I being way too nerdy? I'm sorry.
you're being passionate about your profession, and it's not just your profession. It is how we strive to live our life. It is very much integrated into our daily lives. So I'm thankful for that, because that passion helps me be supportive in our family of that lifestyle, helps keep me grounded in, you know, I didn't grow up that way. So when I was growing up, you go to the doctor if, you know, you go to the doctor once a year for your physical, or you go when something's wrong. You don't go to the doctor because you want to be well. So for me, it took years to change my thought process. And what it comes down to is really in our family, we promote what is working and we promote the good things so that when the bad things happen, we know that our bodies are able to kick in and do what they're supposed to do. And those proper functions of our body, as far as healing, work the best that they can.
Our fourth point is nature and creativity. So this is more in reference in things that we like to do to support our kids and our family emotionally, physically, and just promote wellness far beyond what the other three do. So one example would be our start of camping.
Yeah.
And hiking.
Yep. It's something that we've kind of talked about before, but never really got that into. It was kind of born out of the idea of we want to be able to do family trips, but we're not sure we can, you know, save the appropriate amount of money to do a larger trip. So the product of that is something I find really beneficial for our family. Camping, going out, you know, doing nature hikes, camping outside, no electronics, no distractions. All we have is our family, our conversations, and nature. And that connection is really beneficial for our family. We're able to disconnect from everything else, especially in this last year where being connected to media and the news and everything that's been going on in our country and our world has been kind of depressing. So to be that connected with our family in a positive way has been extremely beneficial for my relationship with my children and my wife, and I feel like their relationships with other people as well.
I agree. I also find it amazing what incredible teaching opportunities God has given us on our earth as far as teaching like homeschool lessons, because it's boundless. Even when we come to this point of Matt thinks we're lost and I know we're not, our children get to learn how to problem solve that through interpersonal skills, directional skills, and how do you emotionally work through hunger when you think you're lost.
I could have used a good lesson in adaptability that day. That's for sure.
I think you had it. So hiking and exploration, you don't necessarily need to go camping and hiking and in a forest for children to have the opportunity to do some exploration, because children learn through exploration in their play. So today it was finally nice out. It is spring break this week for the local schools. So while we're still doing some homeschool, it was a little bit lighter. We sent the kids out in the front yard and we haven't replaced the sand in our sand bin yet. So they made a sandbox out of a flower bed and they just played in the dirt. And that's exploration. That's learning through play. That's valuable experience. And we got the laundry done.
Yeah, we got some laundry done, some dishes done. They were outside breathing fresh air, playing in the dirt, all sorts of good things for their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Building the microbiome.
Yes.
Yeah. It's awesome. Another thing we really strive to have available for our kids is art supplies, crafting supplies.
Yeah.
When our dog doesn't eat the crayons, whatever they have left, they get to be absolutely creative with. And sometimes this can make me crazy. excuse me, because it takes over our kitchen table and it's everywhere. But also I know that it's exercising a part of their brains that we forget to exercise as adults. So I think even out of this episode, I'm finding that maybe a challenge for us is we could craft with them and exercise that part of our brains.
You're going to end up making like molecular structure models, and that's really not creative.
So I really hope that you found value in listening to us talk about what choices we have made. I hope that you have some sort of takeaway, and I would like to leave you with the takeaway that you should do what works for your family. And in addition to that, if you found something out of this episode that you like, something you want to implement, it is my strong recommendation that you make one little change at a time.
If you have any feedback for us, please contact us. Email address is contact@ozakifamilywellness.org. You can reach us on the website at www.ozakifamilywellness.org. We also have a Facebook group. And please subscribe and keep listening to our episodes. We appreciate the support. And again, we just want to be able to share some different perspectives on wellness and how you can live your life that might not be the norm. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Ozaki Family Wellness Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. Watch for future episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts. If there is someone that you would like to hear on the podcast, please visit ozakifamilywellness.org to contact us. There is also a link in the episode description. This podcast has been produced and edited by Easy Street Media.